Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 543 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Yasmin.
Hi, Pat. My name is Yasmin, and I have a blog called The Family Brick at thefamilybrick.com. I recently added a service to the website that's supposed to bring me more traffic. However, I've been looking at my Google Analytics and have noticed that my traffic is actually dropping, starting with the date I started using the service. So my question is this: how long do you guys test out a new service or a new feature for your website before you bail on it? This has only been a week for me, but I don't want to risk losing more traffic. However, I don't know if a week is enough for anyone to decide, okay, this feature's obviously definitely not for their readership. So I'm curious to hear what you have to say about that. Thanks.
Hey, Yasmin, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. I'm sorry you are going through this, but you know this is very common. You try something new, which is great, and sometimes it doesn't give you the results you expected, or gives you a result that is different than what you had thought it was going to do, or there's some sort of byproduct that doesn't work in your favor. And it's cool of you to notice that. A lot of people add these new tools and resources on their website without even really keeping track of anything, and you know a lot of times it doesn't work out in their favor, but they don't even know. So Yasmin, I'm very encouraged that you are going through these growing pains, I guess you could say, and that you're asking this question because I think it's really important. So hopefully this can help everybody else out there. So if you get access to a tool that you install on your site and you notice that your traffic is dropping, for example, the first thing you want to do is try and figure out why. And there's a number of things that go into where traffic comes from, of course. So I would go into your Google Analytics and see if there's any one particular place where traffic isn't coming in from where it used to come in from. Or, you know, for example, you might want to check the keywords or the organic traffic to see if that's actually being affected, in which case it would mean that the tool is actually affecting your SEO. So there's something going on the back end in terms of the metadata or something that is affecting that. Although I would assume that that's not the case, because what I'm assuming, and again, I don't know anything about this tool. I wish you would share the product, although I understand why you didn't. But for example, if it's one that affects the user experience, for example, maybe it asks for pop-ups, for example, so you can increase your email list. Maybe that's stopping people from seeing the part in the blog posts where they can share it, and that's affecting your traffic. And then if that were the case, then you'd have to make a decision. Well, what's more important, the emails or the traffic that's coming in? And is there another way that you can get emails that is less sort of blocking the other actions you want people to take? So again, just you got to get to the core of what's happening here. Yes, the traffic is dying because of this tool or this resource, but why? So that's the first thing. Now, you had mentioned something important. How do you know if this is actually the thing that's affecting it? And I think that that's actually a great point. So even before you make these decisions, you might want to just make sure that it is the thing that's making things happen the way they are. So a week is actually a great time. That's how much time I use to assess the success or failure rate of a particular product or tool that I'm experimenting with. A week is good. Of course, if it's something like Christmas week, then you don't want to use that data because that's Christmas week. But if it's in the middle of, you know, January or February, for example, then, you know, it might be a good time to test. And test out a week, turn it on, test it out for a week like you've done, and then turn it off and see if something else changes back to where it was. This was similar to when I redesigned my website a few years back. We had attempted to consolidate things, and we actually put the podcasts on the resource page. And as a result of that, the podcast numbers went down by half, which was really actually pretty eye-opening for me, because it made me realize that a lot of people were finding the podcast through that navigation menu item, and that a lot of people were listening to the podcast directly on the website. So when I figured that out, I wanted to be like, whoa, let's just make sure that this is actually the case. So we put the navigation menu item back on for the podcast. And when we did that, we noticed the numbers went back up. So that was clearly the reason why. So again, you just want to make sure that the reason's clear for the drop in traffic, and then also get to the root reason why. And that way you can understand your traffic better. And, you know, if there are any other tools that are to do something similar in the future, you would know what the end result might be. But again, testing for a week and then turning it off again just to see if the results are going to go back to where they were is a smart thing to do. Now, if you see that the results are the same, meaning they're still down, even if you turn that tool back off, well, then it's something else. And then, again, you're going to have to dig into why. And that's where Google Analytics or whatever analytical tool you use is really important. You might also want to check, your incoming sources. So not just your organic traffic, but, you know, you can find where people are coming from and compare those to previous months too. So using Google Analytics, you can see where people are coming from in terms of other websites. Maybe there's a website that was feeding you a lot of traffic and that website isn't any longer feeding you that much traffic, and you can figure out why. And a lot of times something happened on their site and you can go in and hunt that down. And sometimes it's the link went bad, or that page isn't featured on the homepage anymore like it used to be, or there's a broken link somewhere, and then you can go in and get it fixed. So again, getting to the root of the problem is really what's going to help you here, Yasmin. So that's what I would recommend you do. So hopefully that answers your question. Again, I appreciate you calling in and leaving your question over at askpat.com. And for those of you who have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. All right. Thanks so much. And here's a quote for the day, like I always share. And this one is from Andrew Rooney. He says, "Everyone wants to live on top of the mountain, but all the happiness and growth occurs while you're climbing it." And I know we're all climbing our own mountains, so keep going. Thanks so much. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.